Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. It is absolutely awesome to be back with you guys. I hope your weekend was spectacular. I hope your week has gotten off to an absolutely fantastic start. And without any further ado, let's leap straight in with all that is going on in and around this beautiful city of Johannesburg that we live in. Huffington Post South Africa is coming to SA, Yahoo, the first sub-Saharan African edition for the company. Huffington Post South Africa will provide a platform for local voices and communities while also delivering a mix of local and international news, politics, lifestyle, and entertainment specifically designed for South Africans. The Huffington Post has been going since 2011 when it launched its first international edition. And in just 5 years, the site has exploded into 16 markets across six continents, with more than half of its audience coming from outside of the United States. So Huffington Post South Africa will be the 17th edition that the company continues to grow its global presence in. And we're really excited. They've partnered up with Media 24, which is one of South Africa's foremost leading media companies. And it's really, really exciting that we are going to have Huffington Post here in South Africa broadcasting locally. Yay, exciting. Huffington Post has a large audience already in South Africa with nearly 750,000 unique visitors per month. So you can go and check them out on huffingtonpost.co.za, or you can also follow them on their social media platforms. Facebook, they are HuffPost South Africa, and Twitter, they are also HuffPost SA, and on Instagram, HuffPost SA. So do stay tuned. I'm going to the official launch on Sunday and I'll have loads more information to give you guys, but this is really, really exciting that Huffington Post is now here in South Africa. The Starfish Great Hearts Foundation has created the sweetest online book possible. For those of you who don't know, the Starfish Great Hearts Foundation is a charity that provides support to more than 12,000 children orphaned or vulnerable in South Africa. And they have just launched an interactive children's book called The Starfish Story, which is aimed at kids from the ages of 2 to 7 years old. It's available on Apple. It's an app, and the story, or Starfish Story, tells the story of Nozzy and starts when her mother tucks her into bed at night and the magical adventures that ensue as Nozzy drifts off into deep sleep. Be it a first book, be it for slightly older children, there's a variety of interactive games like Easter eggs, where they light up things and animals that come to life on the screen where they're clicked, or if they hug the iPad or tap it, move it from side to side, it does a variety of different things. And this is really, really exciting, and it's just like, it's just the sweetest story possible. So head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, and get all the details there. I've also got the link for how you can download it for only 139 Rand onto your iPad, and create hours of fun for your kids while you get them off to sleep. The Starfish Great Hearts Foundation. Well done, guys. I think it's actually really, really cute. Then the Nsona Dance Company is celebrating their 10-year anniversary, and they're going to be doing something super, super special with an in-house project, which is actually funded by the National Lotteries Commission. So basically what they're going to be doing is they're going to be taking you out of your comfort zone. They're going to be putting you in a minibus, and they're going to be driving you around the city to go and see some absolutely fantastic local performances. So we can call it, in inverted commas, an adventure challenge, and it takes the audience and spectators out of their usual humdrum routines and habits, and they get to experience Joburg and its surrounds in a completely different way. You get to watch a performance in one venue, you get back in the taxi, you get to go to another venue, and then you get returned to the meeting point in Blairgowrie. And each program is a unique experience with performances presented in the hustle and bustle of Cosmo City on December the 2nd in Alexandra Township, and on December the 3rd and the 4th in Soweto. There's a number of well-known performing artists that'll be taking place. Boemo Babo Ntata Bota, I hope I've said that correctly, with Thomas Manamela and Ayenda Ndlovu. There's a whole bunch of other people. Dean Hatton, Jean-Christophe Lankuten, Klingiwe Madlala, Rosanna Meyer, and a whole bunch of others are going to be performing some absolutely spectacular stuff for you to check out. So please head on over to heatherhook.com and go and check out my Nsona Dance Company celebrates 10 years post. I think it's going to be really, really exciting. If you are interested and you would like to take part, seating is limited. There's only 40 seats available for each day. So do make sure that you email info@nsona.co.za. I'll spell that for you, ntsona.co.za, to reserve your seats. I think that's going to be loads of fun. Now, I don't know if you guys have been tracking the Idols SA finals, and I went through on Sunday evening. I was completely blown away. We have amazing singers in this country, and Idols SA is now down to 2 after singing their hearts out on Sunday night with pretty much the whole of South Africa glued to their TV screens. It is now down to Tami Shobede and Noma Kumalo to see who will secure the title, a recording contract from the amazing Gallo Records, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And unbelievably, following that, Tami's debut single hit the number one spot on the iTunes SA chart and is still there. All three of them, Tami, Noma, and Tebogo, performed their hearts out, and they performed their debut singles live on TV. And shortly thereafter, their singles were available for download on iTunes worldwide, as well as streaming internationally, including Apple Music. Tami has been at number one for hours now. He's probably still there. And they were absolutely breathtaking and stellar performances by the top three Idols SA contestants. And I have to say, I was blown away by all three of them individually, and then by the final two. And it's really exciting. I mean, and if you're into this, tune in on Sunday evening at 5 p.m. on Mnet for all the action. If you're into voting, make sure you cast your vote on the code 37400. Well, that's your SMS code. And you need to use 04 for Noma and 09 for Tami. All three of them were absolutely fantastic. I'm really sad that Tebogo Lo is gone. He was great as well, but I'm looking forward to the finale this Sunday, which is taking place at Carnival City. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Now, for those of you who may or may not know, Case Logic has been around for 30 years, and they are celebrating their 30-year anniversary this year. And Case Logic, okay, so they originally started out doing sort of holders for photographic equipment and for CDs and cassettes and that kind of stuff. I mean, I had a Case Logic holder for my cassette tapes 25 years ago, and it had Garfield on, and it was big, and it was really cool, and I really loved it. But Case Logic have done some evolving over the years. And I had a little chat with Tanya Florence, who's the brand manager for Case Logic in South Africa. And it's really interesting to hear how Case Logic has evolved and where they're headed. Have a little listen.
Hi, Heather. Thanks so much for having us. I'm just here to tell you a little bit more about Case Logic and what makes it so unique. Our motto is Life Simplified, and what that means really is that we are all about making lives easier. We've been in the business of offering bags for technology for the last 32 years. Anything from briefcases to backpacks, tablet cases, laptop sleeves. We also do a range of camera bags. Whether you amateur photographer or professional photographer, there is something for you. But it really is our goal to bring you smart solutions to help you follow your passions and simplify your life. Whether it may take you to the boardroom, the gym, campus, or on your travels around the globe, we see ourselves as a lifestyle brand. So the brand, like I said, started 32 years ago, and it was started in America. Our founder, Jamie Temple, was driving from peak to peak on one of his typical Colorado ski trips, and his music in the back seat wasn't really enjoying the ride. So he crafted two novel cassette tape cases, which was going to solve his problem, and right there, the brand was born. That spirit of innovation is still very much at the core of the brand today. The music may have changed, the technology has evolved, and the mobile lifestyle has taken on a complete new meaning, but we still believe it should be easy for you to bring your devices and your entertainment everywhere you go. Our designs are based on five pillars. And when we design a product, we really make sure that the product speaks to those five pillars, being fresh, intuitive, genuine urban, and quality. Quality probably being the most important one. We actually offer a 25-year quality guarantee that guarantees the product being free of any material or workmanship defects. And you are welcome to bring the product back if you feel that it doesn't meet those quality standards. So like I said, Case Logic is a global brand. However, we've only had the brand in South Africa for about 5 years now. It has been quite a journey. We've seen the brand complete a facelift about 3 years ago, which has resulted in an abundance of new products. And it's been really refreshing to see the products just get better every year. In fact, 2016 has probably been one of our most exciting years to date. We've launched our very own flagship range, the Loader Collection, and a bunch of other collections, which I won't go into now. This has really opened new doors for us in terms of where we're offering the product. We are obviously still available in our traditional consumer electronics retailers, but we've also grown our online presence, and I'm proud to say that we have a huge range available on takealot.com, and soon will be available on Spree. We also are offering the product to fashion retailers, and we'll be in Edgar's soon. So we want to really make it easy for the consumer to buy our product, and obviously speaking to our motto, Life Simplified. We want to also make Christmas easy for you guys, and we are making gift giving simplified, where we want to offer something for everyone in the family, and we really do have something for everyone, whether you're a student or a businesswoman or man, or you enjoy being outdoors or traveling. There really is something for everyone, so we encourage everyone to go and have a look on our website, www.caselogic.com, to have a look at the range. Just keep in mind that not everything on that website is available in South Africa. But if you want to have a better idea of what we offer here, go and have a look on the takealot.com website and just filter it according to Case Logic, and you'll probably see the whole range there. So go have a look and buy your loved one something for Christmas.
So awesome chatting to Tanya from Case Logic. So make sure that you get your hands on some of the Case Logic backpacks or some of the other cool stuff that they have on the go. All the details are on my website, heatherhook.com. Check it out, get shopping, and get cool, because that's what Case Logic is all about. Now on to everybody's favorite part of the show. Well, my favorite part of the show, which is all the giveaways. Black Friday is hitting Rosebank Mall this Friday, the 25th. I know, how exciting, right? So Black Friday is very well known in America. And it's now, well, apparently South Africa is one of the top four nations to take part in Black Friday online shopping. Who would have known? But anyway, for those of you who don't know, Black Friday heralds the day after Thanksgiving. And it also heralds massive, and I mean massive, discounts on things like electronic appliances, toys, clothing, jewelry, and more. Rosebank Mall have joined the fray, so to speak. And if there's something special that you've had your eye on for a while, like a TV or a DVD player, or you want to do some early Christmas shopping, get some great discounts, this is your chance. So there are loads of shops at Rosebank Mall that are taking part in the Black Friday campaign. And I'm going to be popping in there on Friday some of my very favorites. So Fashini's taking part, Incredible Connection, Jet, Lipsy, Loads of Living, Markham's, J&M, Biltong. There is tons on the go. CNA, Dischem. I mean, it's absolutely insane. The stores are going to be open from 9 in the morning until 7 at night. And Rosebank Mall is also going to pick up your parking for the day, which is kind of cool. So check them out on rosebankmall.co.za. And I have a 200 Rand Rosebank Mall voucher to give away to my most engaged social media follower. I will announce the winner on Thursday at around about lunchtime, so stay tuned, and you'll be able to come through on Black Friday, collect your voucher from me in person. We can do some photos and some Twitter and social media stuff, but I need you guys to retweet and be as active as possible. So if you're not following me already, do check me out on Twitter, Heather L. Hook, and on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. I'm also on Facebook, Heather L. Hook, and get engaged, like, retweet, please use the hashtag Hello Black Friday, because the vouchers are courtesy of Hello Joburg magazine. So we're going to head through and do some serious shopping this Friday at Hello Black Friday at Rosebank Mall. So excited. I love to shop. What's better than shopping? I mean, come on. Once again, a reminder, if you are a music fan, you want to head through to Park Acoustics this Saturday, the 26th. I have two sets of double tickets to give away, courtesy of the amazing Haagen-Dazs ice cream. Again, social media, get involved. Twitter, Heather L. Hook. Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. Do some tweeting. Get involved. Win some tickets. Come check out Fauna Boom, Majosi, Mango Groove, tons of others. It is going to be absolutely epic. Local comedians Chris Forrest, Joey Razdeen, Dylan Olifant, and tons more are going to be there. It's taking place in Pretoria, in Kroonkloof, this Saturday, the 26th of November. Tickets are available online if you would like them. They are 150 Rand online and 200 Rand at the gate. But if you'd like to win, do get engaged with me on social media. And that, guys, is it. I am out of time. I always battle to get everything in my allocated time. Do get engaged with me. I'm available on social media. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. I'm on Facebook, Heather L. Hook again. Visit my website, heatherhook.com. That's a lot of H's, I must tell you. And if there's an event in your area that you think I need to be at or need to be covering, please send me an email, heather@heatherhook.com. Please do not email me the day before, because there's nothing worse. I'm usually booked up and I can't make it. So if you know of something that's coming up and you think that I should be there and I should be chatting about it on Niche Radio and on my social media platforms, do drop me an email. Guys, I will chat to you again on Friday. Have the most spectacular day ever. Lots of love. Chat to you soon. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.